Hello again, everyone. It is morning of me flying out to Melbourne for the rally, and I just packed. I just finished packing. I'm about a kilo over at the 2 kilos over at the moment in the suitcase. Vic promised me we got room in the car for the stuff. The photos I saw, I don't really understand that, but yes, we are ready to go. Oh, what a couple of weeks it's been. What a couple of months it's been. My life is chaos, and that's the title of this little spiel that I've got on here. I haven't even prepped it, but here it is. It's me talking about my life, which is chaos at the moment. So on any given day, anything can happen. I've just woken up to messages from work about a van that's got a rear step on the van, the big Sprinter, and it has somehow bent up out of nowhere. Also, we're now having to change tomorrow's plans for our public holiday last minute to get all our stuff into one van and then to another place, which isn't the easiest feat when you've got 7-8 people trying to finish all at different times of the day, but we'll see how that goes. There's always seems to be something changing, something happening. And you know, go back to the story of a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, where I had a van that, so we got a van back from service. And no, we didn't get it back from service, sorry. We just had the van. It died in the morning. We thought we left the lights on. So we jump-started it. Not a problem the rest of the day. We then get to the next day and starts, no problem. Gets to, delivers a few parcels in it, and then it stops. Won't start again. So this is half an hour away from the depot, which is where I'm at. So I jump in the ute, I've got my jump starter, okay, we'll get it started and we'll go try and find out what's wrong with this battery, but, you know, get it through the day. And we get half an hour away, drive, pull up, this thing won't jump start at all. I don't know what's going on with it. Could be my little pack. I didn't think it was, but it could be my pack, I guess. However, at the same time we're trying to get this thing started, I'm ringing the guy who's only an 8-9 month old battery. So we're ringing the guy who put it in, and he goes, yeah, no problems. I'll come out and fix it up and it'll be under warranty. That's fine. And we got a phone to that. And then back at the depot, one of my other drivers rings up and says, my battery's not starting either. So I'm then driving half an hour back to try and jumpstart this one. And it doesn't jumpstart either. So we've got the guy fixing the one under warranty, and he's going to come out and get another guy he works with, because it's in a different area altogether, to fix this battery. Now, this battery's been in there for a long time. Got out of service the day before. So passed all the tests the day before, got to the shed, all that kind of stuff. Just decided, no, I'm not getting up now. And within half an hour, we'd lost two batteries out of a 10, 12 van fleet. So it wasn't the best of mornings. To then put my vehicle in for service and then tell them about the DPF, which is the diesel particle filter self-cleaning thing that doesn't really do a very good job. Comes on at the weirdest times, never does a full job, always needs to be doing it, then goes into limp mode as soon as you've had three failures in a row. Now, I've given it to them. There'd been at least one or two failures at this stage. So Thursday I get out. Wednesday I get the car back. We go, we do all the stuff, and then all of a sudden here comes the self-cleaning already, and I've only just got it out of service. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. No problems. We need to talk to them about this. It fails because I'm delivering parcels around a place where I'm going less than 20 k's an hour most of the time anyway, so it fails. Doesn't happen the rest of the day. Drive all the way to Gympie the next day, and just as we hit town, so this is 40 minutes of driving on the highway, 110 k's an hour, I hit Gympie, the first set of traffic lights, front of the row, pull up, and just as I pull up, self-cleaning starts. It's under 20 k's an hour, so it fails. Long line of traffic on the highway behind me at the first set of traffic lights, and it's two lanes, so I'm in the right lane. There's a left lane there, trucks are coming down that, so everyone's sort of trying to be in my lane to avoid the trucks, and I put the foot down and limp mode comes on. Can't go more than 20 or 30 k's an hour on the highway from the start of the traffic lights, all these cars backed up behind me, and then big two massive long trucks coming down the inside of me, so I've got to let them pass. I've got to then swerve behind them before the people try and overtake me down the inside, and I get stuck on the outside. So I do that, pull over in the side of the road and put on manual, burn for 15 minutes in the cold in the backside of Gympie. So that was a fun thing. That's just a random week for me. So like I said, life is chaos. I live in the chaos, but what it used to be, so what's changed, we go on yesterday's video about me changed a lot of things. I wouldn't recognize myself now if I looked at myself 3-6 months ago. By the way, 108.1 this morning on the scales, so lowest I've been in this run and lowest I've been in a long time. So we're heading down. The rally's going to test it, but we're heading down at the moment. But I used to, that kind of stuff would really get me down. At the end of the day, I'd just be like, why me, why me, why me? But now when I look at it, I was not really on top of my things back then. I wasn't looking at things the right way. Now I choose to look at things differently. So where 2 batteries in one day, oh my God, this is terrible. This is terrible. Why me? What random occurrences, stupid stuff. Now it's, well, I've built a system that no one else really has. In my line of work, it's very unique. It's extremely unique. I'm about the only person doing it, running my business with employees rather than subcontractors. So I own all the vans, where with other people, they get the subcontractors to own the vans. So a lot more high stakes with me. And when things like this happen, it's my problem. They're my vehicles. I need to get them back on the road ASAP. It's not the driver's problem, where those two people would have to independently get those batteries sorted out on themselves. This is me trying to figure this out on the fly. But I've built a company where we can do that. We got these vans back on the road, one of them within half an hour, the other one within an hour and a half, because we had to get a whole new battery for that one. But we got one run, we got all the parcels done, no problems at all. The other run, which had the hour or so behind, we lost, I think, 50 or 60 parcels at the end of the day, didn't get delivered because of it. Otherwise, we were really good. Like, this guy's got 200 in the back of his van. He's just lost an hour and a half sitting on the side of the road. And we've built a system where I can quickly adapt to these problems because they keep on happening. I can't stop a battery from dying in the middle of winter and the first thing in the morning. I can't stop my manual burn from needing to happen in the middle of nowhere. It happens. So now I'm building things around that. Yesterday afternoon, I did a manual burn. It's been a week since the last one, so I'm now manually burning once a week till I can get this stuff sorted out. But, building things around problems that occur is what I do. And it's something where I came out of the day, yeah, I was upset. Yeah, I was frustrated. But I was proud of the systems that I've built around doing this business where things can just happen. Like the week before, I think, it was that same week where people were doing so many parcels because we were so short-staffed. We had 3 people down most days of the week. We had someone sick, someone back injured, someone on holidays. The good old flu came through and really made us work for our money that week. So where if these battery things happened the week before, our staff was looking for stuff to do every day. So it picked the worst possible week to happen, but we got through it. We survived. That's yesterday, and it's something we've learned from. So we've learned we can just quickly ring these people. They can come out and fix our van on the side of the road, and away they go. We don't run RACQ on our vehicles. We do have some kind of roadside assistance on some of the vehicles, but I've got such a good network with my my people I deal with, my suppliers, on different things that we can just get things sorted out ASAP. The problem with RACQ is most of the time it's an hour and a half, 2 hours wait. This is a roadside assistance for everyone outside of Queensland. So it's stuff that we need stuff fixed straight away. So I've got a guy I can ring for towing. I've got the mechanics all deal with me directly and do whatever. Like, we had the other option if the second battery that needed to be replaced, I just had to get it four blocks away, and our mechanic was there, but he didn't have a battery. So what he'd organised, if we could jumpstart this vehicle and then we could get it to Kunda Park, which is a 20-minute drive away, he'd organised one of his staff to go down and get a battery from the local battery place, bring it up, and they'd have a spare bay ready to go for my driver to just drive in. We'd drop the old battery, put the new one in, and away you go. That's how they helped me out. That's the relationships I've built around my company at the moment. So we can survive on a 12-man fleet down here. Up at Gympie, we're even better. We work up there. We've got our smash repair. We've got our mechanic, and we've got our tyre. We just changed tyre mobs, and they're willing to help us out even more than the other people. So the other ones were not helping us out at all. I wouldn't have changed if they were at all nice, but they just... they put the wrong tyre on our vehicle and then told us it wasn't roadworthy we went in next time because we'd put the wrong tyres on, but they're the ones putting the tyres on, and then still charged me for it. So, yeah, now we've left them and we've gone to one that's more willing to work with us and treat us right, which is what I'm all about. So where I'm trying to get to, and I haven't even got to yet, is the big thing I've let go of over these last 3-4 months is the excuses. So I always had excuses. Things like those events would be, hey, it always happens to me. I've always got this problem. We're never going to set this thing up. I don't really, how can I prepare for this? How can I be ready for 2 batteries going in a day? How can I be prepared for all this kind of stuff? And my weight was the same thing. It was, my body just, I had every excuse under the sun on why I was feeling reflux all the time, why I had no energy, and why I just bloated all the time. All these different things. I had excuses in my head. All it takes is to eat right, exercise, and not eat too much. And all those problems are gone in my body already. I've only lost 5 kilos, and I've never felt better. So letting go of those excuses that my brain would tell me every morning that, yeah, look, it's okay to eat that because it's really you've got this and you've got that and it's not your fault. You can deal with it. Not wanting to get out of bed to go to work because I didn't want to deal with it. I didn't want to deal with the chaos. I didn't want to deal with... I was just tired from probably the food and the bad health, but I was also tired of having to deal with chaos every day. Now I bring the chaos to me and I enjoy it because that gives me another chance to build another wall to help the business in times of trouble. So when a new thing happens, it's like, cool, this is excellent because now I've got a new way to deal with that problem. So that's where that has changed. Podcasting, same thing, always an excuse. Don't like the way I look on camera. I don't like my voice. I don't have time. I'm always exhausted. Trying to fit stuff in to do stuff and, streaming, same thing. I don't really want to do it tonight. I'm tired. I did my, 20,000 steps today. Woke up at 4:30. I'm not going to stream. Or a lunch break. Oh, I don't really want to stream. The one that always went through my head was, everyone's going to think I don't do anything all day because I'm just streaming on my lunch break and, make other people feel bad. But, it's not what it is. I know that in my head. So it's a matter of just actually physically doing it. So getting rid of those excuses in my head or not letting them justify themselves, I guess not listening to those thoughts is what the biggest change with me is. So as far as weight, I'm just doing it. I'm not hungry because I've taught my body that, we eat at these certain times, we only eat this much and we only eat a certain amount of calories. And it's not the chocolate bar anymore that turns into maybe the block of chocolate, or it's the, I'll have a bottle of Coke now, or let's go. I've just quickly, the problem, it's not a problem, it's another excuse, but I'm stuck in town. I didn't pack lunch because I wasn't prepared for this. I was, the only real quick, I can't stop anywhere, so I can't just get them to make me a sandwich or do this or do that. So I'll just go through the local Red Rooster, which is what I did yesterday. But instead of getting a large meal with large chips and extra this and that, I'm now getting a wrap with a medium or small chips and a Pepsi Max, and that's that's the option. I don't let myself have any other options. I don't grab it any girls. Oh, that's on sale. Oh, that's new. That's cool. It's just cool. Grab the bare minimum and keep going. That is where it is. I'm having soups of a morning. I'm forcing myself to get up and put them in a thermos or a little thermos cup and sip on them most of the morning. That's really helping out. The excuse of, cool, I don't have time to prep stuff like that. I don't have time to do things like that. While you can make a justification for that, it's not the case. You just make time. I stop giving excuses. It was my daughter the other day came to me and said, I've got homework tonight. It's due tomorrow. I'm so upset. I'm so angry. I just don't have time. I don't have this. And I said, just stop. No more excuses. You could have done this all week. You could have had all this time to get this done. What do we need to do to get this fixed? Tell me how we get this fixed. There's no, don't stress about it. Don't get upset about it. What can we do to fix it? She goes, I'll need this printed out so I can do it because, you know, we've got to do this, do it this way and this way. I said, no problems. As soon as we get home, first thing we do, we print this out and then we start one step at a time and got it done. So hopefully, maybe she might learn some lessons from this, but I doubt it. Last day of school today, so we'll see how we go for a few of middle term. So we'll see how we go, see if she gets better. She's getting better. But anyway, so going forward, just quickly, I'm just doing stuff. I'm just recording these videos. I'm going to put it up. I'm going to try and record one for tomorrow today and put it up, but I'm just going to do it. Like, yes, we had a bad week last week. Yes, the recordings failed. Yes, we didn't get anything out. So, look, it happens, but I'm not stopping that. Oh, cool, this week. Well, it didn't work last week, so I'm not going to do it this week. Isn't the attitude anymore. It's a matter of just doing it. So I'll be just pressing the go button. Eventually, I'll get to the point where I plan these things and actually put, you know, publicity out there about doing the videos and stuff like that and letting you guys know and do a bit more professional. Yesterday, with yesterday's video, I literally had it about to render as a just the video. Just the video itself. No anything else. And I was, I don't have time. I don't need to polish it. I just can put it out there. But I went, well, let's put a title on it. Let's put a screen, like a thumbnail at the start. Let's get the thumbnail, put it as the start of the video. Let's do a transition. And then I had that almost rendered. I'm like, oh, let's just put some free music at the start and the end. Put the logo on the video. And I think it came up a far better job than what it was. What took me 10 minutes to do all that. So it's just a matter of just doing it and putting that little bit of effort in. And once I get it rolling, it should be better. So from here, we got one subscriber yesterday on YouTube. I'm so happy. How do we measure success from here? We just, I keep looking at the numbers. It's the same thing as how I'm doing it with my business. At the moment, we look at everything every day. So I'll talk about my business further in the future, but I track everything so that I know when things are going wrong, like as they're going wrong rather than after they've gone wrong for 6 months. So I'm just going to start looking at analytics again on the videos. So I'll put them out and I know that I'll go into this a bit further in the future, but I know I'm not going to be the best person to start with. I know they're not going to make a million views to start with and I don't think they'll ever get there, but you never know. We're just going to do it one step at a time. So let's get the videos to 10 views. Let's get the videos to 11 views, 12 views, 20 views. Excellent. Let's get the subscribers up by more than one a week. Let's keep on just doing it and just get the ball rolling. I want to go into, I almost used it then. It was a metaphor that I love. I heard it the other day and it was really good, but we'll just go with the snowball one right now. You know, you can't see the snowball coming until it's just about there because that's the momentum. It's carried over all this time. You just don't notice it until it's too late or too like going really fast. So I'm measured. I don't really worry about it at the moment as long as it's the consistency of just doing it at the moment. That's the success rather than views and all that kind of stuff. So look, that's me waffling on about excuses and what's changed on that aspect. So we got rally day 2 days away, 48 hours we'll be on the road. So look forward to putting one out tomorrow. I might just record it tonight on my webcams, on my phone, and see how we go. But otherwise, yeah, look out for more content here. Don't forget lockedonlads.com/charity. We got a couple more donations yesterday. Thank you to those people who did that. We're up over $6,600. I think it's $6,620. I want to put in $46 myself, so we've got 6666, but I'm not going to do that because hopefully someone else does chuck some money in and we get over that anyway and we miss that bubble. But look, thank you for watching. Have a great day and I'll talk to you all soon.